Okay, good morning. This is Connie Maita filling in for Becky this morning. This week we're doing a Bible study on Moses, the Bible hero with a journey. And I'd like to start with an introductory prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, to our hearts and thoughts of those who have joined the call. You know our every thought and concerns. You know our grateful hearts and praise your name. Please help me direct my words so I can convey your message to these faithful hearts who listen right now or will be listening in a little bit later. Lord, you know I feel humbled to share my studies and my testimony, and you know that I know that you will be with me. So good morning. The way I know Becky is, again, my name is Connie Maita. I'm a fellow John Maxwell certified trainer and speaker and coach. And Becky has been a great mentor for me in the last 2 years. And I've been listening on for the prayer calls for some time as well. My background has a little bit to do with the story. I live with my husband in Minnesota. Our ministry together is to prepare couples for Holy Sacrament of Marriage. So it's been a great blessing to the Spanish-speaking community in Minnesota. And I can see clearly now why my family has gone through a certain journey, which called me to the book of Exodus this morning for our Bible study. There's a hero I find in Moses. As you know, Moses led the people out of Egypt. There's four reasons why I think Moses is one of my heroes that I will long remember. First of all, those four reasons I'm going to share with you, and then maybe a little bit of testimony if there's time. Moses is humble, first of all. He's my hero because he's humble. He had limiting beliefs, just like us. Why was Moses chosen to begin with? Why was he chosen? In Numbers 12:3, it says, "Now a man named Moses was very humble, more so than anyone else on the face of the earth." He had questions just like you and us. You and us. And he said, like in Exodus 3:11, "Who am I that I should go, Lord?" And in Exodus 3:13, he keeps on having these limiting beliefs. What shall I say to them? Exodus 4:1, he continues to say, "But suppose they won't believe me. I am slow to speech," in verse 10. But every time Moses raised objections to God's call, God answered it thoroughly. And Moses was still afraid, and he still said, "Oh, Lord, please send someone else to do this." This was Exodus 4:13. Fortunately, God convinced Moses to be a leader, to have that faith. For those same limiting beliefs that I can relate to, he was inspired by God's hope. That's the first reason I find Moses as a hero in the Bible. The next one is Moses knows his people, so he asked for wisdom. The second reason I thought that Moses was my hero was he got to know his people. He was one of them. He was one of us. And because he knows, he knew that some people in his own community didn't believe him, he asked for wisdom. And James, in the book of James, although this is a New Testament, it says, "If anyone who lacks in wisdom looks like that shows favor in God, you should ask God, who gives you generously to all without finding fault. God will not find fault for us in us, and it will be given to you." For this reason, I do find a leader in Moses because of his entrepreneurial spirit. Don't a lot of us need to sell visions to the people that follow us for ourselves? Don't we need that wisdom? Don't we need that faith? The third reason that Moses is a hero is that he went from a safe zone versus a faith zone. In the book by John Maxwell, another reference of mine is there's a book called Running with the Giants. By John Maxwell. It says, "Leaders know you have to leave a safe zone to go up, to grow ourselves and our people. Sometimes we need to surround ourselves with a team of support. before I took an expat position in my line of work, a lady in my support team had these special words for me. These are found in Jeremiah 29:11. And I'm sure that Moses would have appreciated these for these words from God. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope." Where can we grow? What's scary for us right now and for those who follow us? Moses is a part of my support group as a hero from the Bible, which leads me to the fourth reason he is my hero. You see, Moses had a constant conversation with God as he went. Can you imagine? He prayed for all his people throughout the process. And even when he led them out of Egypt and they were wandering around for 40 years in the wilderness, there was many times that God wanted to give up. He wanted to give up and ask and destroy his people. One of the fourth reason I said was Moses was my hero was he had constant conversation. And in Exodus 32:9-14 is one of the most favorite and powerful prayers that Moses was interceding for the children of Israel. And I will read that because it's such a powerful prayer. Again, it's Exodus 32:9-14. This is when the Lord wanted to strike his people and punish them. But Moses implored the Lord, his God, and said, "O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and your mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath, change your mind, and do not bring disaster on your people." Moses continues to pray, "Remember, O Lord, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, 'I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.' And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster, and he planned to bring on to his people." So that's an example of how one person can make a difference, how one person can have a constant conversation with God. We don't need signs of burning bushes, but if in our daily life we have that constant conversation with God, we are able, as one person of great faith, to help people around us, to intercede for them, and to ask for God's mercy. So this is one that leads to my journey and testimony for today's passages. Indeed, the book of Exodus is one where God takes the people out of Egypt. And, of course, they grumbled. They grumbled and they said, "Hey, at least we had something to eat back there. At least we had homes to live." And sometimes during those 40 years, that God and his people were living through some hard times. And that brings me to my testimony. You see, I was born in Oklahoma. I was based in sunny Texas. And what that means is when you're in the migrant stream, like my family was, you have a home base, and we were living in the Rio Grande Valley. But we were scattered all over the place, and that's why I was born in Oklahoma. And my parents were picking cotton at that time and then never lived there ever after that. Like many Hispanic families in the migrant stream, there was an opportunity to move and stay up north. At 7 years old, my father moved us out of the migrant stream, and we settled into Michigan in the cold, cold month of February. We grumbled. And we wanted to go back to Texas. There was beautiful palm trees there. And then my friends were there. My mother's friends were there. And our safety and the rest of our family was, we wanted to go back to the Rio Grande Valley. Living in a migrant stream seemed like the golden times. when we first got there, we considered sunny Texas, sunny sublime times of living in the migrant's dream. This is the life we knew. There was actually, now that we were in Michigan, there were two or three times in the first year that my mom and us four kids, we escaped them and kept on going back to Texas on a Greyhound. And my dad, like a humble shepherd, would come back for us. And then the final trip that he went to go get us, he prayed with my grandparents, just like Moses. He prayed with my grandparents and had a constant conversation with God. And he asked us to be brave in this new place, to have faith in what we would, and the things that would come, and the friends that we would have, and believe in our Father, the leader of our household, and believe in our Father that we had a better life now. And that has made all the difference, and it plays a big part in the Bible study lesson for today. Can you see that our grumbling was, we were one of the Israelites, and I consider Moses just very similar to my dad and Moses were very similar in that they wanted a better life for us. Ever since, I learned to love playing in the snow. I love the four seasons that Michigan has. We all enrich our faith up here in the Great North. And I have been in the music ministry and have loved many people and friends. I love the songs like the one I used to hear my mom sing when we recently arrived in Michigan. I remember the songs, and especially the one of I Need Thee Every Hour. So with that, let's come to the Lord in prayer. And let's start with the words of, I need thee every hour. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Father, be gracious to the people that are listening in right now or will listen in later. We have a humble heart. We have people that have asked for perseverance in the projects that they lead right now. We ask for Gloriella. She has fractured her foot. And we know that with our faith in you, that we will ask for healing and healing power that Gloriella may have in her recovery and would be walking in strength again. Father, be gracious to your people. We come to you in Jesus' holy name. May the Lord bless you and keep you and give you peace. Amen.